Unconditional love solves the world's problems. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. Unconditional love solves the world's problems. Think about that. If I say all is in divine order, I have unconditional love for myself and my world. If I say all is in divine order, I have unconditional love for myself and others. Now, here at the ranch, we're facing an interesting experience. The road leading into the ranch, Far Valley Road, is used by many residents until they come to us, and then we're at the end. And the water from the recent rains and rains before ruts the road, guts the road, and makes it almost impassable. Now, the people who live in front of the gutted area do nothing about it. The people who live before the gutted area don't care because they can get to where they want to go. And the people who live after it don't care because we have our private entrances, and we are all very happy. But then the mail lady comes along and says, I cannot safely drive that road, and I do not feel that I should be required to do so. And so she's having the federal inspectors check the road out to see whether it is truly a hazard or not. And if they agree that it's a hazard, then we'll have to go to the post office to pick up the mail, or have a mailbox at Shockey Truck Trail Road and Far Valley Road and pick it up there, which is no big deal. So we need to figure out how to handle this. We need to figure out how to go to all the neighbors and say, would you like to put in a proper road so that it would be secure and maintained by the county? Would you like to pay taxes on that road? Would you like to have your mail delivered at your home? Would you like to make the mail lady's job a little more pleasant than driving over deep ruts in the road? Would you like to put in a toilet along the road for her so she has that in case she needs to use it? Would you like to put in a snack bar along the road so that she has that, because that'd be lovely too? And that way, if we're out for a walk and we want to have a snack, we could have a snack in the snack bar. Or would you like to have little areas along the way that have outlets for doggy bags so that you can go along and a doggy doo bag is there and you can pick that up to pick up your doggy doo as you go along so you don't leave it along the road? Would you like to have some person standing at the beginning of Far Valley Road directing traffic so that people know where to go to find the residents of the road and to find the university and so forth? Would you like to discuss what kind of a madcadam they're going to put on the road, or whether it's going to be concrete, or how the ditches are going to be handled, and whether they're going to have pipes going under the road for these ditches? Now, you see, this goes on and on and on. Some of it sounds a little foolish, and some of it is very responsible. Now, whose responsibility is it? It's the responsibility of the community to tell the county they would like to have a county-maintained road there, and to see whether the county would do it, whether there's enough people on the road to have such a county-maintained road. And so we should go down to the county and plead with them to do this, and we should do this, that, and the other thing. Well, now, there's a wise teacher called Herb Barley. There's a wise teacher called Herb Barley who listened to the wise teacher called Jesus. And Jesus said, let go and let God. Jesus said, turn everything to God in prayer. Jesus said, speak your word, and it is done unto you according to your belief. Jesus said, All is in divine order. When he was speaking about the various people who asked, came to him for healing, and he says, all is in divine order. Now, why do we think we can come up with better solutions than Jesus did, when he certainly was a master at what he did? Why do we think we can come up with better solutions than psychologists who say, think your thought. Think your thought and let it be done. Why do we not do that? Why don't we just say, all is in divine order, and know that whatever is to be done along our road is in divine order, and if we are called in to participate in a survey of any kind, we participate in it lovingly, saying, yes, that would be nice. Why is it that we have such a difficulty in listening to God and following the teachings of the divine within us? What does the divine within you say the road should be? If it says anything, be careful. Because the divine within you does not speak of particulars. It merely says, all is in divine order. The divine within you is not concerned of how the county's going to do the job, or if they're going to do the job, how the residents are going to do the job, if they're going to do the job. And as for us, it really makes no difference. We could just change our mailing address and have it all come over to Las Montañas Road here, where our property is, and come in on this beautiful road, and then we would have our mailbox out at the road where people could, or the post people could leave the mail or do whatever they're going to do. We really don't care. We leave it all in God's hands. We leave it all in the divine pattern. We speak our word, all is in divine order, and we get our bloated nothingness out of the way. Now, you see, this is not just for us here with the University of Healing and with our dirt road leading into the property some mile long approximately. That's a long ways. And we're at the end of it. Our property moves out into the BLM land, and it's just a lovely place that we have. Now, if we're going to concern ourselves with the details, then we're going to concern ourselves with confusion. We can be guided to do what we think is best for us, but is it best for us? How is it going to be done? Who's going to do it? When's it going to be done? Will our mail be blocked until it is done properly, or will our mail be open? Our mail is all in divine order. My goodness sakes. Our mail is all in divine order. 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 And everything else is all in divine order. When we begin to realize that all is in divine order, then we will take everything and put all into divine order. So that's a nice thing to have, isn't it? So you have a lovely day thinking all is in divine order. We haven't begun to cover unconditional love solves the world's problems, but we'll take that up at another moment. So have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.